Hello, everyone, and welcome back to a Closer Look True Crime Podcast, or welcome if you are new. This week we have a very, very interesting case with a lot of mixed opinions surrounding it. This is one of the few cases that I don't have a theory that I favor or really any strong opinions on it, so it's quite interesting. Anyways, I hope you all enjoy this episode, and without further ado, let's get right into it. So the two main people we are going to be talking about today are Angelica Graswald and Vince Viafor. Angelica was 37 at the time and was originally from Latvia. She came to America in 2000 to work as a nanny and only planned on staying for a little while, but this didn't end up happening. Angelica stayed in the US for many years and even ended up falling in love with Vince in 2013. Vince was 46 at the time and was from Poughkeepsie, New York. He was described as a guy who loved to party and show off his funny dance moves to everyone he met. He was just generally described as an awesome, fun guy who everyone loved being around. Angelica and Vince started dating in September 2013 and seemed to have quite a bit in common. They both didn't have kids and loved living a very carefree, adventurous life. Angelica said one of her favorite things about Vince was that he loved living in the moment, taking risks, and being adventurous because it made spending time with him really, really enjoyable. They were both very active and loved spending time in nature, especially on the water. A few weeks after they started dating, Angelica moved in with Vince, and only 5 months into their relationship, they got engaged. Their plan was to go back to Latvia and have this beautiful wedding on the Baltic Sea. However, I don't think that they set a date yet at this point. On April 19th, 2015, Angelica and Vince decided to do a little kayaking day trip on the Hudson River. Their plan was to go from Plum Point to Bannerman's Island on their kayaks, where they would go explore this super cool abandoned castle on Bannerman's Island and take some pictures. By 4:15, the couple had successfully made it to the island and were able to get some really awesome pictures of the sunset. Then at 7:15, the sun had pretty much set and the water started to get really rough. The couple only had one life jacket, which Vince apparently insisted Angelica wear. It was very cold, very windy, and their kayaks were not made for these rough conditions. They were lake, pond, and calm water kayaks, definitely not rough water river kayaks.
Did you normally wear a life jacket when you would go kayaking?
No.
Normally you didn't?
No. He insisted that I wore it that day.
But he himself didn't wear a life jacket.
He didn't have one.
So Vince went out that day with no life jacket, no wetsuit, no skirt to keep the waves out of his kayak.
As they were paddling back, it got progressively rougher and it was getting harder to paddle, and at some point Vince's kayak flipped. Vince fell into 48 degree Fahrenheit water, which is very, very cold. This temperature would definitely put you into shock, and specialists say that after only 5 minutes, someone would start to lose gross motor control, meaning they would no longer be able to swim, grab onto the sides of their kayak, or successfully flip it over and climb back on. As I mentioned, Vince wasn't wearing a life jacket or a wetsuit, and their kayaks were only supposed to be used in lakes and ponds, so it was very clear that they weren't prepared for this situation, and it wasn't going to go well. Angelica said Vince yelled to her to call 911 before slipping off of his kayak and drowning.
Tell me exactly what happened.
We are kayaking. My fiance flipped over. He's in the water right now.
And does he have a life vest on?
Yeah, he has something that he's holding on to, but it's getting very bad. I don't see him anymore.
All right, Angelica. Angelica, can you hear me? Angelica, are you still with me? Okay, Angelica, can you hear me? Angelica. And can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I don't see him anymore.
Okay, did he have, okay. All right, we've got help on the way, okay? Did he have a life jacket on when he flipped over?
He had a little, like a floating thing. He didn't have a vest.
It wasn't a vest, but he had something to hold. He was something that helped him float.
But I don't see him. Oh my God.
Can you make your way over towards the Cornwall Yacht Club where you see all the lights?
Yes.
Yeah, start paddling over towards that way, okay?
I'm not worried about myself, I'm worried about him.
No, I understand.
Okay, I'm gonna push you down a little bit.
Investigators were immediately suspicious of Angelica's odd behavior. From what I can gather, she was just generally an odd person, but her behavior after Vince's death was on a whole new level of weird. She was posting videos of her doing cartwheels and singing karaoke and partying at events on her Facebook just days after she witnessed her fiancé drown. Then, 10 days after Vince's death on April 29th, 2015, Angelica decided to bring flowers to Bannerman's Island in honor of Vince. For some reason, a detective on Vince's case accompanied her, and he claims that once they reached the island, Angelica confessed to him that she killed Vince. He also said that Angelica told him she pulled the drain plug on Vince's kayak and removed the ring that holds the paddles together so he would fall overboard and drown. However, Angelica claims she never said this and that the detective was trying to frame her. Despite her efforts to deny his allegations, she was arrested and taken to the Orange County, New York jail. Shortly after she arrived, Angelica was subject to 11 hours of interrogation. Lots of time in situations like this, interrogators use certain tactics to try to get the suspects to confess, and although a confession is the end goal, their tactics are often really unethical and lead to a lot of false confessions, which just end up hurting the case. Lots of time people get confused and start doubting themselves, which can lead to them believing that they did something that they didn't. People have also falsely confessed so that the interrogation would be over and the questioning would stop, which I think is just really unfortunate. And in Angelica's interrogation, they used one of these unethical techniques where they repeat the same question over and over and over again for hours until the person finally breaks and they get the answer that they want. The unfortunate thing about this is that we have no way of knowing whether she actually meant what she said or not. When they began interrogating Angelica, she was very firm instead that she never thought about killing Vince. She didn't have anything to do with the accident and never said anything the detective claims that she said. And personally, I find it hard to believe that Angelica would admit to killing Vince to a detective and then turn around and firmly deny it.
She watched him drown. I know it's difficult. I know.
No, I didn't just watch him drown. I tried to do something about it.
Oh, did you really want to save him?
Yeah. Uh-huh. If he did not say call 911, I would have paddled the out of myself and got to him somehow.
How long before you guys went on your kayaking trip did you take that ring? Was it the same day?
I didn't take the ring.
However, investigators didn't believe her story whatsoever, and her behavior was getting weirder by the minute.
Times when she's alone in the interrogation room, unaware there's a camera rolling, Angelica loosens up with yoga, even a little hopscotch.
As time went on and the interrogation progressed, Angelica completely changed how she was describing her relationship with Vince. She said that Vince was very demanding and expected her to perform many sexual favors and behaviors that she was not comfortable with. She said that he would threaten to call off the wedding quite often and threaten to break up with her and was just very abusive in many ways. Many hours of interrogation later, Angelica was starting to crack even more.
When you watched him in the water, was a part of you saying, my worries are going away now, and I'm free? And were you almost...
Euphoric?
Euphoric that he was going to be gone.
I
you felt that way?
Yeah. Still.
What are your feelings and emotions knowing that this is about to happen? That when you're gone...
Like ripping in two halves, you know, into the demons.
What's the demon side saying?
Demon side. Oh, it's not a good side. You guys don't want to see that side of me. That side was telling me, it's just me. It's like, what I have. It's like, shake, you can do it. You can do it. You're strong.
And the demon side went out?
Well, because of the way he was treating me.
As I mentioned earlier, they used the techniques of repeating the same question over and over and over again in Angelica's case, and her question was, why did you kill Vince? Why did you hurt Vince? Why did you want Vince dead? And eventually, Angelica broke down and said this.
You killed Vinny, right?
No, I'm asking you the question. I want you to tell me the truth.
I am telling you the truth.
What is the answer to that question?
I didn't want him.
Angelica, what is the true answer to that question?
All right. You need a statement.
What is it?
I wanted him dead, and now he's gone. And I'm okay with it.
It wasn't a murder confession, but Angelica did admit that she was happy Vince died on the record. So at this point, investigators' primary suspect was officially Angelica. One of Vince's guns was missing from his house, so investigators came up with the theory that Angelica shot Vince off the kayak and staged it to look like an accident. This would explain why his kayak was never found, possibly why his body hadn't been found yet, and why Angelica was the only one in a life jacket. Vince had also added Angelica to his life insurance policy 6 months earlier, and after Angelica opened up about how abusive Vince apparently was, it was very clear to investigators that she had a motive to kill Vince. Investigators stuck with this theory for quite a while until Vince's body was found on May 24th, 2015, and their theory fell apart. The Hudson River was being used for a graduation ceremony, and while police were securing the area, they stumbled across Vince's body. His body had traveled about a mile south from where he fell in, and once an autopsy was completed, the police's theory no longer worked because there was no evidence showing he had been shot, and the only possible cause of death was drowning. After the police's theory had fallen apart, it seemed like Angelica was off the hook, but a few weeks later, a grand jury officially indicted Angelica for the second-degree manslaughter and second-degree murder of Vince. The theory was that she purposely removed the drain plug of his kayak so that it would start sinking and flip. But when this theory was tested, they found out that it was pretty much impossible to sink the kayak by taking out the drain plug. They simulated waves by pouring water onto the side of the kayaks to simulate kind of what the storm would have been like, and found that this put way more water in the kayak than having the drain plug open. And having the drain plug open kind of helped get rid of the wave water because it was at the top, so no water was coming into the drain plug. They even poured water directly onto the open drain plug, which wouldn't have been how it went when they were kayaking, and not even close to enough water to sink the boat made it into the kayak. So even if Angelica did remove the drain plug, that wasn't why Vince's kayak flipped. Then, a few months later, evidence was found to prove Vince was aware the drain plug was missing. They found an image from that day of Vince using the drain plug, which was not in the drain hole, to strap his kayak to the car. So it was very clear that Vince was aware the drain plug wasn't in his kayak because he used it to secure the kayak to the car. Then investigators found many more pictures of Vince on other occasions kayaking without the drain plug, which means that this was just something that he did often, and he was definitely aware of. At this point, Vince's death was clearly looking like a huge freak accident, and Vince and Angelica were just inexperienced, unprepared, and shouldn't have used calm water kayaks on rough water. They clearly needed more safety gear and education on the dangers of using calm water kayaks on rough water in order to safely complete their trip. And even though it seemed very obvious that this was just an accident, the charges against Angelica weren't dropped, and she was faced with two options that she had to choose between. She could either choose to plead guilty to not attempting to help Vince and admit she could have saved him and get out in a few months since she had been in jail for many years waiting for her trial, or she could go to trial and possibly get life in prison for murdering Vince, and it would just be a big mess. Angelica decided not to take the risk because of how terrible of a person the media was making her out to be, and just take the plea. Since Angelica pleaded guilty to involuntary homicide, she would also still be able to claim half of Vince's life insurance policy, which Vince's parents and a lot of the public was very, very, very upset about. And I get it. I understand where people are coming from and why Vince's parents are so upset and why the public is so upset. I have no solid opinion on this case, no theory that I stick by or anything like that, which makes it really interesting and really hard to kind of have an opinion on anyone in the case. Angelica could be completely lying to everyone and scamming everyone, or she could be telling the truth, or it could be a mix of both, and we have no way of knowing. Even if she was guilty, the trial would be very unfair and mostly opinion-based, There wasn't nearly enough evidence to charge her with Vince's murder, so I think that she definitely made the right decision by not going to court. There's definitely a lot to think about in this case, but I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. Let me know what you think of this case. Do you think Angelica is innocent or guilty? Make sure to check out my Instagram. The link is in the description as well as in my bio. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope to see you next Monday on a Closer Look True Crime podcast.